just a minute. Bill offers free limerick delivery for members of Amazon Rhyme. It's the Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Roy, researchers in Germany have developed a new robot that is reportedly better than humans at what specific task?
In Germany?
In Germany. Don't go there.
Don't go there. He's better than humans at, give me a hint.
Yeah, this robot could be an HR liability at work.
Flirting with...
Well, kind of, but flirting in a particular way, you know.
Oh, God, now, I mean, I don't want to say all the things that are flooding into my mind. I have no personal experience.
It's like, all right, instead of zeros and ones, it's X's and O's.
Tic-tac-toe. No. hugging.
Hugging.
He hugs.
This robot apparently can hug better than people can. The Max Planck Institute is developing HuggyBot. It can give 12 different types of hugs. From romantic to homophobic male handshake hug hybrid. To the infamous Uncle Gary. Best of all, the researchers say it's no longer just squeezing the human until the screams suddenly stop.
Does this robot have arms?
Yes, it has arms. It can reach around and sort of give you a nice hug.
Would it do it if it didn't have arms?
It's a robot.
I'd like to see that. Yeah.
Okay. Is it actually going to feel like a hug, or is it just going to feel like we're hugging a refrigerator?
Yeah.
With arms.
Yeah, I know. Right. Well, you know, that could... Yeah. I have some of my best interactions with my refrigerator, so I wouldn't mind a hug. Roy, new research coming out of the UK shows that what happens to your musical tastes once you turn 30?
Your musical taste changes. You get more.
Well, I didn't say it changes.
Oh. You said what happens to it.
I said what happens to it.
You lose it altogether.
That would explain a lot of dad rock. It's true.
Yeah. Gosh, what happens?
Actually, I kind of gave you the biggest hint, as I didn't say it changes.
Oh, it just hardens and
exactly.
Calcifies.
It stops. It stops evolving. That basically after 30, your musical taste doesn't change anymore. The discovery came from research by the UK-based music service Deezer, not to be confused with Weezer, which is a band that people over 30 still like.
No, we don't.
The research shows that most people experience a kind of musical paralysis at about age 30, a term which can also be applied to their dance moves.
I was the last person to know about Drake. It was very embarrassing.
Everybody
kept talking about Drake, and initially I'm like, why does everybody keep talking about Sir Francis Drake?
That was my lead.
The man was a slaver. Why are we discussing him so much?
Yeah. No, apparently people's musical discovery phase peaks around age 24, and then it drops off. 24 is also the same age people start to realize the American dream is a lie. Life is not a meritocracy, and unregulated capitalism is fundamentally flawed. Apparently, we are employing socialists as writers.
There's going to be a purge.
Yeah.
I see it coming.
Hurry, update to a story that we have been monitoring on this show. It's about a school superintendent in New Jersey who was arrested a couple of months ago. His lawyer has now requested all the surveillance video of what alleged crime?
Oh, boy. No. Was he pooping in class?
No, but I'm going to give it to you.
He was...
I'm amazed you didn't hear this, Hari, because we devoted our entire hour to it in a special edition of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me some months ago.
He was arrested
for secretly pooping on the football field of a rival high school.
Yes, I did hear about that.
The superintendent has been charged with vandalism, although it's not graffiti, it's graffices. An avid morning jogger, the so-called pooperintendent, committed the act repeatedly. Purportedly to get vengeance on this rival school, his lawyer, who has the second worst job in law after defending Michael Cohen, has requested all the surveillance footage of the incident be released to him. So sorry, everybody who's been praying for the P-tape to be revealed. God misheard you.
Whatever, he's a gardener. He added some manure. It's not the biggest deal in the world.
The case has generated a lot of interest among legal scholars who can't wait to see the outcome of Board of Education versus Brown. Do you remember when we used to sing sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la